This truck has a mind of its own.
One of the original and longest-running alternative rock bands, They Might Be Giants, formed as a duo by John Flansburgh and John Linnell nearly 30 years ago in 1982, will perform at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, on Friday night at 8 p.m. in support of their new album, Join Us. Flansburgh and Linnell have been performing as a full band for over 20 years, along the way garnering popularity as Grammy Award winners, TV and movie theme composers, and for their children's music albums. They are Brooklyn's alternative rock pioneers, and their barnstorming live act celebrates the release of the brand new 18-song album, Join Us, which is just terrific. And it's a great pleasure to welcome back to the show one half of the duo, John Flansburgh. John, always good to have you aboard.
It's great to be on the telephone to you, Joe, just to have you.
Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you.
Is this connection okay?
Yeah, so far so good. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So I guess I should pull over my car then.
Yeah, that's always a good idea, John.
Okay.
We want you to be around for many, many more years to come. So the new album is very exciting, and this is the first in how long?
Well, we actually did a couple of we won a Grammy for this kids album a couple of years ago, and that just kind of derailed our adult activities for a little while. And then over the course of that time, we became even more deeply embittered and angry about our lot in life. So we have returned to the adult arena with a fiery new focus.
So explain that fiery new focus and about that lot in life. Where do you see yourself fitting in, and how does a group like this grow, both personally, professionally, and musically?
It's all about using bitterness for fuel, Joe.
Yes.
musicians are a naturally disenchanted bunch, and being 29 years down the road with this project, we have a lot of pain to share.
So, of course, after a while, you don't want to inflict that on children. So you say, okay, we'll go to the adults because they know bitterness.
Exactly. When we're playing in a bar, we just think to ourselves, we're doing this for the kids.
That's right.
It's a good question. It's hard to say. I think we are called upon to reflect on how we even continue to be all the time, and we don't really have a good answer for it. I think in part because we actually don't think about it that often, and maybe the truth is that we're a little bit. I can't think of the right word to describe it, but maybe we're just a little bit middle class about what we're doing. I don't think. We just think of what we're doing as what we do as a job, and since we don't have big time drug habits or big time bank accounts, there's plenty of work to be done, and we just kind of carry on. So, it has been an interesting. We spent a lot of time making this record, and there was definitely some times when I think everybody felt like we were a little bit in the weeds. It was probably the closest we'll ever come to that Steely Dan experience of like, well, let's try something else, but it came out really well, and it's been impossibly warmly received, and that's very exciting for us. I think we tend to just move to we usually just go where we're told, but we'd like to move towards the light. So it's been good.
I think what's so interesting about the new album and what you've been able to accomplish is there is that wit and sophistication that is such a part of all of your work, and yet you're still moving musically forward, whatever that means. And I'm not really sure what that means, but it certainly seems that it's a different direction in some cases, and yet it's very true to who you are.
Yeah, I think, having been at it for like, as long as we have, you can sort of tell when you're in an upward spiral, and I feel like this might actually be the crescendo. We've been kind of hitting it pretty hard just on the ambition front for probably like the last 10 years. I think we've just been really investing in ourselves and just the aesthetic of the band, but not to get too highfalutin about it. But what we're doing is there's a lot of experimentation involved in what we're doing, and we are not so easily satisfied with what we do. So I think we're our own harshest critics, but I think we're the better for it. So I'm just happy that the world is still happy to see us. You know, you can't demand that there be an audience for what you do. And a lot of pop bands find that they're eager and willing to participate in the culture, and the world disagrees. So we're grateful that that people keep coming back. You know, it's a great gig.
But you know, I was looking, just watching the Twitter feed I posted that you were going to be on the show, and all, you know, then I see all the They Might Be Giant feeds that come through, and everybody's very positive about your work, and I was amused when you used the bitterness, because you're not associated with that. You have a very, there's a fun vibe that comes with the two of you and with the show, and that's not to say that it's frivolous by any stretch of the imagination. There's certainly a sarcasm and as a wit, as I mentioned,
I think we're adults. You know, adults are complicated by their nature, and everything is kind of a package deal.
Yeah.
But I think that might be what makes it palatable to a wider audience than, say, something that's just a novelty act or something that's just straight out comedy oriented. I think it's got a little bit of complexity to it, and that combined with our secret weapon, melody, really helps move things forward. I'm not sure that if it was simply, it's hard to compare it to other people. You know, the history of clever composers is pretty long, and there's some pretty illustrious characters in there. So I don't want to say that there's something inherently wrong with being clever, but you know, clever only gets you so far. To paraphrase Dolly Parton,
there is a give us a sense of how the work is parsed out between the two of you, and with the inclusion of the band, of course. So when it comes time and you're working on an album, and you talked about the importance of that melody, how does that all work?
Well, I think for the most part, John and I function as each other's editors more than anything else. I think we're often the first audience for whatever is being put together by the other, and hopefully the material is better for that. John is a very naturally gifted musician with a very, very sophisticated ear, and I kind of come at things from more of a sonic point of view. Although, I mean, I'm a fan of the popular song in a very big way. I'm very obsessed with sound and ideas and kind of how to arrange something that is graphic and has impact. And so I think that's often the push pull of what we're doing. If I want to make something sound a little bit more beautiful or try to figure out an arrangement idea that's beyond me, I can go to John. He can sort of fill in the gap. And then, you know, of course, we have this band. You know, when you're hiring a band, you'd be foolish to hire people who are worse musicians than you. I mean, you have the opportunity to work with anybody. So we have these guys who I think by any standard would really be called ringers. You know, they can really do anything. And they bring a lot to what we're doing. That's actually been probably the biggest artistic challenge for us. Is when we started, we worked with a drum machine, and drum machines are so put such a governor on what you're doing. I mean, you can play many, many different kinds of rhythms, and it still comes out sounding exactly like a drum machine. So it was good in a way because it distinguished us from the crowd, but it was also a little bit of a governor. Once we came upon working with live musicians and sort of expanding what we're doing, what happened was glorious for the live show because it became incredibly celebratory, because we do play in clubs and small theaters, and it's very dance-oriented. It's very loud and rowdy and screamy. And So the live side of things really picked up, which is productive. But the actual challenge of how to make the recordings be as bold and strange and interesting and singular kind of became a bigger challenge, because there are a lot of bands with drums and bass and well-played guitars. It's a world that's the world we live in. So to take that on as our musical setting, it was a little bit of a challenge. But I think now that we've been committed to that for about 16 years, we're finally getting the knack of it. And I'm not joking.
And strange is an ingredient you're looking for.
I think strange, strange or surprising might be a better word. I mean, for They Might Be Giants, some people will forever just think, oh, those guys are goofballs and I like my music super earnest, or I like my super straight hard rockin'. And I completely understand that. I respect that. I guess just as a post-punk rock, post-new wave person, I mean, I was 17 in 1977, and that's really my roots music. I started playing the guitar because of Jonathan Richman and the Ramones and Elvis Costello and that generation of people. And that was very song-oriented, and it was very focused, and everything was very short. And But the humor that's in what we do, I think, is a very natural reflection of who John and I are as people. And in some ways, it's a direct carryover from the group of people that we hung out with in high school, who were very cutting, kind of witty people. I mean, there's a whole crowd of friends, many of whom are still friends today, who, you know, we had our own little Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School Algonquin round table of badassery. I don't know if you can say badassery.
Well, you just did, and I have no objection, so go ahead.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can say Algonquin round table on the radio anymore.
Well, actually, we have round table trademarked, but the Algonquin part's fine.
Okay, good.
They Might Be Giants will perform at the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Friday night.
The Mahawi.
It's very exciting. And they're right in Great Barrington. It's a great venue, and it's in support of their new album, Join Us, which is just terrific. You can pick that up as well. I'll go to mahawi.org, mahaiwe.org for more information. mahaiwe. John Flansburgh.
WAMC, where full spelling is not a problem.
Not at all. John, give our best to the other John, and have a great time in Great Barrington.
Hey, thank you so much, and I listen to the station all the time. I'm a huge fan, so keep on doing the great stuff.
And to you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.